It's absolutely crucial that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voices are at the centre of developing and finalising any proposal that might be considered as part of constitutional recognition, and the establishment of the Referendum Council as an opportunity to make sure that those consultations are at the centre of any proposals. From ANTAR's perspective, it would be ridiculous to go to a referendum without the overwhelming support of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So it's an opportunity with the announcement of the Referendum Council to get the process right and get the engagement right with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
It's been a bit messy with the leadership changeover in leadership as well, where there was something set up and then there was support by the Prime Minister. And, you know, there's a lot of conflict within our communities about the whole referendum and the constitutional reform. Does this also provide an opportunity? Because I think what a lot of people are saying is, even though some communities are against the actual change, at the same time people aren't being educated about the changes or the recommendations for the amendments. So people aren't really truly informed about what the changes are about.
Yeah, look, I think that the announcement of the Referendum Council is an opportunity to get that engagement right, to ensure that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people can understand what proposals are out there and what proposals might be on the table, and be able to provide their input with all the information they need in front of them on those proposals. What we've seen over the past 12 to 18 months is, you know, political drift and no action on this issue, and it's been frustrating for everyone, particularly Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, not to have a clear process to engage with in terms of finalising a proposal or discussing various proposals. So I think the Referendum Council is an opportunity to hopefully get that right, and it's another step to really engaging more deeply on what proposals might be being put forward.
If it's going to happen, it needs to be pulled together properly, and it's time to get moving, because, you know, coming into 2016, so if it's going to be done, it needs to be done respectfully. Yeah, make sure that it's not, you know, something that's set up to fail.
Well, that's right. You know, it'd be awful for this to go forward and for the process not to be right, so that's really important. And, you know, the expert panel, it's now nearly 5 years since the expert panel engaged across the country, and 250 or so meetings around the country to come up with the proposal that they did, and there was never a formal response from either side of Parliament on what the expert panel delivered back in 2012. So we have seen this lack of action in terms of our politicians in coming up with a process for people to engage with more deeply on the proposal. I think there's now an opportunity to hopefully get that right and to make sure that a really strong process, and that First Peoples' voices are at the centre of the process going forward.